We're reading from the Book of Zohar, Parashat Shlach Lecha. The article is called Amudim Unesharim, item 178. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
So we're going to ask from the Zohar to shine for us the importance of the society. And so that we will already receive from it, through it, all the reforming light. Let's ask together, please.
These are here, and those are there, and they ascend and descend to begin with. On the south side and the right line, which is entirely chesed, there are 350 pages consisting of different gems, and they always shine and smell by hidden smells that are never revealed. Four aganim are stuck on every page, and when the perfume comes from those pages, they fall into the rivers, and those perfumes do not come to the outside. 179. From those perfumes that are future to come, to set incense before the Holy King, for them not to be from Ktitat Bnei Adam. These psamim, it is not known what their gist is, what they come from, but only that they fall from those pillars. 180. Two nesharim on each amud shine and sparkle in all colors. 700 nesharim in all 350 amudim. These soar here and those soar there with the turning of the pages, gilgula amudim, and when they turned, the eyes could not look at their place. 181.
So we're continuing to search for the greatness of the group in our reading.
Three letters that come from the mouth of this to the mouth of that. All of these letters are weaved in white fire and in green gold. 2,100 lights hang between these poles, and 2,100 candles in each light. On during the night, on during the day, off during the night, and from the Chazen below, the Zeranpin, the four Sefirot of Tanhi, and each one of them is included of them all. In each one there is Tanhi, and these are only 3.5 Sefirot, because only the Nehi are complete, and there is no Tiferet in them, but only have the Sefirah from the Chazen down. And there are hundreds. Therefore, there are 300 discernments against Nehi and 50 discernments against Tiferet. And it follows that there are 350 discernments in Yesod, and 315 discernments in Hod, and in Netzach, and in Tiferet, because each one consists of them all. And 350 of the Yesod are called 350 pillars, and the 350 of Netzach and the 350 of Hod are called 350 Nesharim, and they have the Malchuyot of Gufam, that each one of Tanhi is included of 10 Sefirot, and there is one Malchut in every discernment of the 350 discernments which are in the Dalet Sefirot, and they are called Aganim. And besides these, there is the comprehensive Malchut that receives, which is the receiving Malchut from the three lines of Nehi of Zeranpin, and it is called Menorah. And since it gets the abundance that soars from Nesher to Nesher, it has 2,100 discernments, because two Nesherim twice, 350 are 700, And every discernment of the 700 three otiyot letters and three times 700 are 2,100. Therefore, there are 2,100 lights, and the lights in them are called candles. And in each one of the 2,100 candles, there are 2,100 lights, because they are included from one another. And there are 350 discernments in the Yesod of the Zeranpin, which are called Amudim, from the different Margaliot, and they always shine. And they shine to all the different discernments of the Malchut that are called Margaliot, and their illumination is ceaseless. And comes from them concealed b'samim, perfumes that raise scent from below up. The perfume comes from them, since they are included of all three lines, but that the perfumes are concealed, hidden. And here we're talking about the south side, the control of the chesed, and therefore the illumination of the chokhmah that is in the left line, tzafon, cannot be revealed in him. Four aganim are stuck on each pillar, which are the malchuyot on the goof of the amudim, and these are the four of each pillar against the Tanhi, and when the psamim, the perfumes, drop from the poles, they fall into the aganim, and which are the illuminations of the chokhmah, cannot be revealed here. They fall into those aganim, and the psamim do not come out. They're not influenced by whatever is outside of them. They do not bestow outwards, but remain in the agan, in the and so that there will be no awakening in them from below that comes from humans, but so that the whole awakening shall be an awakening from above, without any awakening. And these besamim, it is not known their gist, and what do they come from, that there is no discernment and attainment in them, since they are, and they fall from those pillars, and no lore is mixed in it. The two nesharim, the two eagles on each pillar, because these are the pillars, these are the sermons of the Yesod and Netzach and Hod, are called the two nesharim that they stand on. And on each discernment of the Yesod, the two discernments of Netzach. 700 nesharim, because there are 350 discernments in the nesher of Netzach, and 350 discernments in the nesher of Hod. And they soar, these here and those there, with the incarnation of the pillars, that at the time of the illumination of the three lines that incarnate on three places, then the nesharim, they soar from place to place, and the pillars, they incarnate. And when they turn, the eyes cannot look at their place, even though that in each place the chokhmah is revealed, that is, the istaklut anayim, by the gilgul of the kavim. And here it is not so, but the eyes cannot look, because that here it is the control of the chesed. The three conspicuous letters that soar from the mouth of one to the other. The abundance is included of the three lines, which are called the three letters, and after the abundance is completely corrected in Netzach and Hod, which are the two Nesharim, he comes to the Yesod. And the Shefa, the abundance, which are the three letters that soar from Nesher to Nesher, from Netzach to Hod, and from Hod to Netzach, during the time of the incarnation of the poles and the Nesherim. All these letters, they are weaved in the white fire, the left, which is called fire, that's included in the white chesed, and in green gold, where the left is the Zav and is included in the middle line, green. 2,100 lights hang between these poles, where the Malchut that receives the abundance is called Menorah. And since the abundance comes from every Nesher in the three letters, against each letter there is one Menorah to perceive it. Therefore, these are 3 times 700 letters, which are 2,100 letters, which are folded in 2,100 menorot lamps, and they hang between the poles in order to receive the abundance. And the lights that are in, and the lights within those bulbs are called candles. And 2,100 exist in each. And they're all under the control of the south side, which is the chesed that controls the day and not the night. And therefore, they light at day and are turned off at night, because at night the din and the choshech from which the sorrow of Israel is extended. And when the day comes, when comes the time of the control of the chesed, they're all lit up above them, and there's no need to raise the man from the lower.
Let's move to the next part. Well, how much were you in the intention, Nachamim? Okay. You're satisfied, you're happy. Yes. Oh, who came?
I'd like to ask, what do you feel and think when all of us together, as a Kabbalist, what do you feel and think when we together sit and read the Zohar? It's for years that I want to know this.
Look, for me, it was a great pleasure to take all 10 volumes and to go over them and to bring them to what you're reading now. How much I worked on this, I don't know. Benzi, how much do you think we worked on this? 2 years. But like from morning till night, with a cigarette and coffee, it went really well. It's too bad there's nothing else to do. I'm telling you seriously, it's a great pleasure, because you're reading, you enter the text. I didn't change. I cleaned, but at the time that I'm cleaning from things that... The whole text is straight. You need to see what went on. I don't know how to explain it. So the Zohar remained, and the Sulam commentary, without all the additions, without the Aramaic, which is translated to Hebrew, without the places, Mare Mekumot, and all kinds of things like that. Meaning, whatever was not missing for a person to read, it's really Zohar for the people. Zohar La'am. And therefore, I... Also, now I'm doing, making corrections. Because, anyways, the first time I could... But corrections is more like commas and periods, so that it'll flow more logically and it connects better. Because we see this also in Talmud Esra Sfirot, and Kabbalists are not exactly precise with grammar. And I remember Rabash when I would say to him that I don't understand some sentence, so he would take a pen, and after every word he'd put a comma. Really, after every word. And I didn't understand, but I'm embarrassed to tell him that I didn't learn something, or maybe, you know, the first time I learned it. How will I tell him that? How could it be that after a name here, and this is just like that, a comma here, and... Therefore, but I think that after these corrections that we're doing now, it'll really be relatively smooth, and everyone will be able to read it. Now, What do I feel? It has a special power, a special intensity. Even if you just read it just like that, let's say you take a day. No, I mean with work, with home, and everything, all that you do. But every free moment, take with you, let's say, a volume of Zohar La'am. Maybe we'll do it also in a pocket format or something like that. We have versions of that, yeah, and like that, every free moment. It really works. It's a special style. It's a certain special type. It's not wisdom. It's a combination between the knowledge from the wisdom of Kabbalah and because it's one of the introductions, but the text that is written in the language of the Midrash, which is it's very pleasant. It's soft. And the intentions will come. Even if we just read it like that, I really recommend it. It fulfills. I don't know, it satiates you. Really. Yes. Who? Oh, boy. Okay, Tal, ask.
Good morning. When we read the Zohar, I feel like a two-year-old that the adults are speaking quantum physics next to him. But when a friend from the group talks to me immediately, the pride comes up and really puts this screen against my eyes, like a curtain. I don't know. How do you work with the pride with a friend in the group?
Well, it's good if you're catching yourself in this already. It's already a help from above. It's already a great thing. How many people go over this without being aware that it's on behalf of their pride and that they're relating that way to others? The fact that you're saying that always, or at least sometimes, you feel that it's the pride that's not letting you not letting you accept him in a purposeful manner without any without anything in the way, and to lower oneself and be equal to him or even less than him, it's a great thing. How to lower the pride? Only through prayer, more and more and more, connect with the friends, unite with them, and see how much they're trying. And as much as it's working for them, all of a sudden you start discovering that they are really above their ego in the relations between them. They're willing to concede and to hug and to be together. And to feel equal, and no one cares, has no difficulty in annulling before his friends, like, just like that, without even efforts, effortlessly, naturally. And you'll see that it's like that with them, even though to them themselves each has those problems and so forth. But you will see them as corrected, and pray, ask for the help. After you discover that the ego is choking you and not letting you the ability to connect, when you're discovering it as one of the four deaths, choking is one of the four deaths, then you ask.
But there's this like paradox that in my plea, my request, I ask to increase the desire for the goal. And when the desire grows, And suppose it's felt after congresses and this inner painful feeling. So when the desire grows, the pride grows as well. So it's like every time I distance,
that's how someone who's getting closer always feels. Only Rabbi Shimon used to feel like he was Shimon from the market. It's this against that. It's a good sign. I didn't expect from you. Yeah, you're advanced. Very nice. Yes. Eli went, so someone needs to translate for
him. About reading the Zohar in other languages. You said that the letters in Hebrew are like road signs, and correspondingly you can follow the path.
Meaning he's asking, how is Zohar in different languages? Is it the same intensity, or how it works?
The question is, on what level should the translator be on in order to put the road signs correctly? Otherwise, no, because if I'll put the signs, road signs for the car won't be able to go nowhere. Should the translator also be in attainment?
Whoever is translating to English and to Russian, these are people that you can trust. And other languages, I don't know. Are there translations to other languages too? Yes? To Spanish and German and what else? French, Spanish, and German. No French. Yofi. Wonderful. Very good. No, really? There's no French? There is, he says.
No, microphone.
Give him the microphone.
We have no text of translation in French. The people who translate the Zohar in French, they translate it because they hear Hebrew and then they translate it. But we have no text.
Omer should be text, no?
He's saying that we don't have text.
As long as there was text translated into English from Hebrew, then the text was taken from your English.
From your English.
Yeah. But since there is no fluent translation from Hebrew to English, they simply take simultaneous translation from Hebrew.
Okay, when are you going to return to this holy work?
It's up to you.
See, I'm delaying the correction. Where are you? Like in the middle, in the quarter, or where?
I think somewhere in the middle of Bereshit Bet.
From all in all, the whole Zohar?
About 2/3 are translated.
We need to finish it. It's something we must have. Well, what about French, anyways? Oh, because of you, they can't translate to the rest of the languages. You're already stopping all the other languages.
Yeah, we talked about it, that when there's no text in English, there's no German, Spanish, French, and so on.
I don't know what to do. What you're doing right now is, anyways, much more important. I don't know.
Meaning what we get is a translation from translation?
Russian is also done from English. Russian straight from the original.
I'm not talking about Russian. I'm talking about there are many languages, 70 languages. What about other languages? Should it be certificated teachers that should be already spiritually developed?
Yeah.
These people are with us. They work on a salary. You're paying maaseh for them, and they work here, and they're doing this work. Certainly. And they are all qualified.
Only here, nowhere else.
I don't think so. Is there such a thing elsewhere? I'll tell you. These are people that need to be here in the spirit of what's here and in the whole system of what's here. And they also need to work and asking, and together it's work. It's such work that you can't sit in some place. Anyhow, the place also causes something.
I understand, so this is why I'm asking. It's really important. There's a completely spirit here than on the outside.
Sadly, for the time being. Well, let's hope that it spreads outwards. How is it written? When will the Messiah come? When your waters will spread outwards, when your springs will spread outwards. When, do you remember that? It's, well, there's a sentence like that. When your springs spread outwards, that's when the Messiah will come. It's from the source, from where? No, but I think that this sentence is even before from one of the prophets or from the Mishnah or something. From Baal Shem Tov, yes. Yes.
Alan from Illinois is asking, should we be angry or mad at not being able to keep the right intention while reading Zohar?
Anger is also good. Yeah, why not? Let him show himself as what's going on with him. It's good. But let him shout. Let him cry out. Also anger towards the Creator, towards the heavens. Why can't I? Why aren't you giving me? That's also good. It's better than being a hypocrite. Who are you concealing yourself before? You're like clear like an X-ray. He's giving you everything from within, and it's like you're hiding from him what you got from him. How could it be? There must be revelation here of 100% of all that I'm thinking and doing, and both in my mind and my heart, everything that's in me is all him. We're not even talking about that at all. That's all him. It's like a drop of semen which grew, everything that's in it and gathers on it, it's all from above. You don't need to give any scrutiny to that. That's all at the expense of your land, of your Lord. But what you do the moment that you're reminded to that you're some stinking drop, and from that, what you do, that's on you. On those moments when it's being reminded, wherever it's not reminded, you enter some subconsciousness and you start to see this life, and that's not in the calculation. That's okay. Incarnation, it all passes. It's clean. It's like zero. It doesn't matter what you do. Because what you'll do, it all comes from the system and enters the system. In this, you're just like a simple conductor. Whenever you're given a thought, yes, a connection to, to the path of hastening, and you take it or not, then there's a calculation. Therefore, that book where all your actions are written, your actions are written. Not the actions of the Creator. You look at your life backwards. Wow, what happened? What I did? Where this? Where that? What I caused everyone such bad? And they caused me? No, none of that is written. That doesn't belong to you. Yes. Only those points which you needed to awaken in them, and you didn't awaken. You needed to continue in them in the path of hastening, and you didn't do that alone. Therefore, from our lives, maybe something remains, maybe not.
What you asked about, it's from Sanhedrin.
From Sanhedrin. I remember it also from the sources, but Baal Shem Tov later. Yes, and later in Chabad they use it a lot. How is it there? What?
Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi meets Eliyahu and asks him, when will the Messiah come? He asks him, Matai Ka'ati Mar, in Aramaic. So he asks, where is he? When will he come to the gates of Romi? And there he says that he can come now. He asks how to identify him, and he says that he is sitting among the poor and the ill.
But he also gives that answer, that when the springs will spread out. It's from Mishli. He talks about the spread of the wisdom to the whole world.
Two questions about the translation issues. Alexei from Moscow and a student from the U.S. is asking, why do I need a translation that has no physical meaning? Well, where the words, they don't have any literal meaning, so to speak, in our world.
No. First of all, don't say that way. Don't say it that way. That's not true. The people who are in spiritual attainment even would write in foreign languages their compositions. In Arabic, there are several writings in ancient Greek. The ancient Greek, not the Greek that we have now. I don't think that that's a problem. I think that after we translate, the text does not lose anything. Rather, the intention that you add to it will do the same work. But he's impressed by something. He's confused by something. If you just hear the words and you don't, it's like gibberish that have nothing in them, that they have no interpretation, no content, then Then put on music, put on something else. We're talking about a person who has to... this is not Hasidut. This is... it's some kind of game. You need to participate in what's going on. That you hear the text, and it's confusing you, and you're trying through this text to see the whole real system. We just learned about vessels and candles and cans, and they're lit in this way, and 2100, 350, and 350. This, Nehi went up to Chagat, 3.5 sefirot, 3. All these stories. You, through this, need to try and see the upper system, which is completely built from deficiency and bestowal from this deficiency. You'll start feeling that it works this way, and there must be these two things together. So what they're saying is they want to run away. And it's easier, of course, to hear it in a language I don't understand and to think, oh, it's spirituality. Yeah, what we learned, we read yesterday, or what we spoke about. No, it has to be upon the text, which is misunderstood. You're being told about a spiritual system, with words, with spiritual words, meaning you don't know what it is. And instead of that, you're imagining to yourself a corporeal system. You need, through this corporeal system, through these words that are appearing before your eyes here, you have no choice. It's talking about animals or whatever they're talking about there, all kinds of things. About these pictures, you need, through this picture, to imagine relations between a creature and a creator. And that the friends are as one creature before the creator until they come to adhesion with him. And from the degree before him until the degree where they adhere to him, all the states which the Tzar speaks about. How you get closer and maybe get distanced and get closer and further. And we do this dance until we come to godliness. This is the work. There's no more than that. This is what we exist for. Yes, Morris.
Rav, now that we're talking about translations, I'd like to tell you about the 70 faces to the Torah, as it is a result of the Torah being the Torah of truth, and that it was given to each nation in a different shade, or what does that verse mean?
No, 70 faces to the Torah is something else. There's light which spreads to Malchut through 70 sefirot of Zeranpin. Torah is called Zeranpin, which dresses in Malchut. This is the reception of the Torah. The light which arrives from Abba and Ima. The source of the Torah is Arich Anpin, the light of Chochmah, which is there. From there, it is concealed. The Bina comes to Rosh of Arich Anpin, and what we receive a small illumination of the light of Chochmah, which goes through Bina. It's not real Ol Chochmah. Whoever wants to reach, receive the real Ol Chochmah, which is called for entering the Pardes, and he needs to go all the way up to Arich Anpin for that. But all the rest, what we receive a small illumination from the Ol Chochmah, the light of Chochmah, which comes through Abba and Ima of Atzilut to Zer Anpin of Atzilut, and Zer Anpin of Atzilut is Chagat Nehim, 7 sefirot, each of 10, it's 70. Meaning through these 70 sefirot or paths, this upper light comes through and comes to Malchut. Malchut, when it receives it, receives as if it receives 70 lights. This is called 70 faces to the Torah. Because it's the light of Chochmah. It has nothing to do with our people and our world, or what language they're speaking, or whether they're Turkish or English or Jewish or Spanish or no matter what. It's talking about the person who attains. He receives 70 lights. Yes.
Another question about the translation from the States and Louis, from the translation of the Zohar by Berg. Is it something that we can base ourselves on? Is it authentic?
He did a translation to English. I don't know who did it, and according to what he teaches, I see that it's all a lie. He's not learning according to the... They're not teaching according to the sources. He's not teaching with his students. I don't know what's happening, really, at this point. But at one point, it was getting to know your face and your palmistry and all kinds of things like that, and lipstick. I don't know what's going on there. Meaning, even their study is not according to the sources of Bala Sulam. The group is a group which operates to rise according to the degree of the ego. We connect above that. We're using all kinds of... Where? I didn't see that. I didn't see that here in Israel. And I didn't see it from what I heard when I was in Los Angeles. I don't know what's going on now. People that are using Madonna and such things that are selling holy waters and red strings. It's chassidut in the good scenario. Or it's simply business. And I think that we understand that already. People understand that already. But, you know, there's always someone to buy. And that's it. Let them succeed. I'm willing for them to take all the money. If they want it, let them take it. But I wouldn't use this Zohar or their other books. I remember Jeremy told us about how he composed their lectures about the moon, about mysticism, about meditation. That's what Jeremy used to tell us when he came from there. Jeremy is their main lecturer that he had. Until he moved to us. No, I don't think that according to my experience and what his children received from him and how the mother rules the whole business, I can't say. Well, it's like each in his own dealings. It's not important to me. I don't feel... I think with that, that really there's a place for each and everyone. And there are many ways for the place. People need to advance and get closer. Also through that, we see Abraham had a small group. All the rest of the Babylonians spread around. We'll meet again after 4,000 years. We're meeting now. We're assembling again. We each have, and also those that didn't go with Abraham. Look at what forms and what ways and events they went through. And what in order to reach today the beginning of the correction. Therefore, there's a place for everything. I don't cancel out anything. God forbid. Who am I that I should say negate something? But we have to do our work, and as a result of us doing what we have to do, what will change, will change. I don't demand some kind of promise for the future. That's called bestow. Bestow is that there is nothing and we don't need anything, only the action in order to bestow, so that I will have the ability to do that. Or should we move to Istaklut Pnimit or to the peace? Well, maybe anyway we'll do Istaklut Pnimit. Is that here? Page 724.
Istaklut Pnimit od Bet.